The million-dollar question, would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Ryan LaStrange, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or you can hear it. Download the Charisma Media app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismaaudio.com. That's charismaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Discussion of the coronavirus has dominated the news cycle, but some are questioning whether fears over the virus are valid or overblown by the media. Last week, a U.S. senator briefed a group of pastors and Christian leaders on what they really need to know about COVID-19. Find out more after this break.
The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com.
Last week, Senator Marco Rubio held a telephone briefing for pastors nationwide regarding COVID-19, also referred to as the coronavirus. Roughly 500 pastors and Christian leaders virtually attended the call, which was hosted by John Stemberger, president of the Florida Family Policy Council. Contrary to some who claim that the virus is a media hoax or an overreaction, Rubio stressed to Christian leaders that the virus must be taken seriously. He said, "It's still a very significant global event. Somebody may believe that the U.S. media is overblowing it, but that doesn't explain why virtually every other country in the world is taking extraordinary measures." To that end, he said that if the U.S. government and its citizens do not take measures to limit the virus's spread, it could possibly kill 2 million people. But even if the death toll is not that bad, COVID-19 is likely to make millions of people sick and overload our hospital system. That is why it's important to follow CDC guidelines, practice social distancing, and slow the spread of the virus. Rubio told leaders this moment calls for extreme humility, saying, "It's a reminder that we are advanced creatures because we're created in the image of God. But we're not God. There are still things, despite all the tools we've invented and all the advances we've made in science, there are still things in the world that we can't control." But Rubio also noted that churches have the possibility to make a huge impact through live streaming and service projects to show people that they are loved at a time when everyone is afraid. Charisma Media CEO Steve Strang was one of the individuals on that call, and he shared a recording of the call and his thoughts on it during a recent episode of The Strang Report. To hear it for yourself, check out The Strang Report, available at cpnshows.com. And if you enjoyed Mr. Strang's commentary there, you can also go hear his perspective column at charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.